For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Happy Hour.
We were in the middle of our tournament when my friend John said he found a body in the bushes over there.
With Nick Sainert.
I ran over there because I'm a healing monk to try and help, but obviously my magic wasn't strong enough because the dude's body was missing a head.
And Enrique Alvarez Clary.
So my friend decided to try and use a necromancer spell, which didn't work, which I knew it wouldn't.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
And apparently we contaminated the crime scene because that spell uses a lot of glitter.
All right, welcome back into the Happy Hour, 93.7, the ticket, theticketfm.com. Huge thanks to our sponsor, Empire Fence and Netting, for their support as always. It is Bobby Bonilla Day as well, so he'll get his $1.19 million in his bank account.
Happy Bonilla Day.
If he hasn't already done so. This just came across the wire, and it's kind of bizarre because Rico and I were talking during the break of, all right, let's see. Where do we think Klay Thompson's going to sign?
This person's gone here.
What do we think? Where would we like him? What's the dollar figure? And I open up Twitter as soon as our intro starts to play. And the first tweet I see is from 2 minutes ago. Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN reports that free agent Klay Thompson will plan to join the Dallas Mavericks on a 3-year, $50 million deal with a player option. Thompson ends his historic Warriors run as part of a multi-team sign-and-trade deal that'll also send Josh Green to Charlotte. Josh Green's like, don't forget about me.
Hey, I'm here.
I'm still part of this.
Hi, I'm Josh Green.
I'm going to Charlotte. But no, nonetheless, as Klay Thompson going to Dallas with the Mavericks on a 3-year, $50 million deal that includes a player option, I would assume, after 2 years, so decides if he wants that third year. But,
you know, after they win a ring,
so now that team features the three big players of Luka, Klay Thompson, and Kyrie Irving.
I don't hate that at all. If Klay Thompson gets anywhere back to his original self, like, he's not going to get back to the Klay Thompson in his prime, obviously. But if he can get back to Klay Thompson that's able to knock down threes consistently, that trio is going to be dangerous, because as we've seen, Klay Thompson doesn't need to dribble. He doesn't need to handle the ball. Just get him the ball in his shooting pocket and he's knocking it down. If he can get back to that, Luka and Kyrie are going to the lane is going to be wide open for them.
So don't forget that the four teams that Klay was seriously interested in, after it was kind of an understanding, mutual understanding, universal understanding of, all right, he's not going to return to the Warriors. They kind of had this idea of, okay, it's Mavericks, Lakers, Clippers, or 76ers. 76ers spent whatever that was, $416 million total on Tyrese Maxey and Paul George over the next 6 years. And because since Maxey's won't start until next season, they spent a decent amount of money on Andre Drummond. They spent money on Kelly Oubre. And then also there was one more that I'm blanking on. So Klay Thompson basically or essentially had the Mavericks, Lakers, and Clippers. We know James Harden goes back to the Clippers on the 2-year, $70 million deal. The Lakers, we know their situation. Mavericks are the winners of the Klay Thompson sweepstakes. So once again, 3 years, $50 million. Like you said, Rico, potentially a steal if Klay Thompson ends up at least being somewhat effective.
Oh yeah.
Massive especially shit. after the Mavericks run of this year.
Look, you were maybe a piece short, maybe a couple pieces short, but that is a massive piece. Again, if Klay Thompson, who is on the older side of things, gets back to even a fraction of what he was able to do, he's not going to be the lockdown defender that he was before. But if he can hit those threes at a decent enough clip, that's another dangerous weapon that the Mavericks have on the outside. Because when you took Luka and Kyrie out of the game, they struggled to score. Mm-hmm. And as I said, Klay's not going to handle the ball. He's not going to run an offense or anything like that. But if you get him the ball in a position to shoot, he's more than likely going to knock it down again if he can regain some of that confidence that he had with Golden State.
Klay Thompson, 17 and a half points per game, shot 93% from the free throw line. Dang. 93% from the free throw line.
That'll do it.
And 44% from the field, shot 39% from beyond the arc.
And that's a bad year for whatever
reason.
That's
a bad year. That was his first, this year was his first year since 2014 where he didn't average more than 20 points a game. Now, granted, in 2019 and 2020 had the knee and the Achilles, but on those back-to-back seasons, but still for the first time in, well, that'd be five, six, seven, eight seasons that he didn't average. He had seven straight playing seasons that he averaged over 20 points.
Look, if he can get you 39% from the 3-point line, that's all you're, that's, yeah, that's what you want.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially down the stretch, Luka struggled from beyond the arc immensely struggled. If you look at some of those numbers from their playoff run, it was like he was 1 for 7, 1 for 9. It was like 3 for 9. He was not good from beyond the arc.
He was forcing a lot of things up.
Yeah. So, all right. As Crowbay points out, we only said we were going to have a 5-minute NBA segment.
Yep. Sorry.
Here
about
we are.
That.
was not expecting Klay Thompson to sign. So, nonetheless, here we go. But Nebraska head coach Matt Rhule sat down with Fox Sports' Joel Klatt, lead college football analyst, obviously the voice on Big Noon Kickoff, and said a couple of interesting things that I want to definitely play on the show today. And we'll have plenty of breakdown on this over the next 2 days. But when you Matt Rhule pointed out and said a comment about how when he took the job or when he was considering the Nebraska job, one of the biggest concerns for him was, and curiosities, was whether or not they were going to be able to get players to come to Nebraska, recruit guys to Lincoln. Here's what Matt Rhule had to say about that.
My question was, can we recruit there?
Sure.
You know, like, you know, I had people telling me like, hey, you know, it's in the middle of the country, it's gonna be hard to recruit. Hey, why don't you wait for a job in Texas or Florida or something like that? And I kind of fell in love with the place, but that was always my question. So getting there and seeing, A, how cool of a town Lincoln is, how big of a city Omaha is, how much the football is pretty good in that area. There's a lot of Division I players coming out of that area. And then saying that there's still a national pool, and I still can wear this. I can still wear this to an airport in Florida, and I'm going to get a Go Big Red, I promise you. So we still have some pull. Now we have to play well, but we can get players to come to Nebraska. We can get players who want to come play in those facilities. So that's why I'm excited, because we have a pretty good team. You know, I'm a coach. I'm not going to say too much, but I think we have a pretty good team. I have like a kind of a quiet confidence when I walk around about where we're headed. Is it this year? I think it is. Is it the next year? Definitely. And so I'm really excited about that.
There's certainly confidence from Matt Rhule about how he feels about his guys, I suppose. And that's a good thing. I think that's probably what you want to hear out of your coach. I think Nebraska fans are also on the side of, okay, we're tired of hearing about it, right? We're going to go through that same song and dance of we hear how Nebraska is in such a good spot, but they end up not playing up to that potential. I want to really focus on the piece that he said regarding getting guys to Nebraska. And you look at Nebraska's recruiting classes, and it's hard not to get infatuated, I think, with the stars and the rankings. Mm-hmm. So for the purpose of this conversation, I want to take Dylan Raiola out of it.
Okay.
Like don't consider Dylan Raiola into this conversation. Cause obviously it's easy to look at that last year at that class last year and go, yeah, man, they recruited well. Well, yeah, they did, but for more reasons than just Dylan Raiola. There was a lot more to it, right? You look up and down and it's guys like Grant Bricks. We saw it in the spring game with Ja'Cory Barney Jr. from Miami, Florida. And don't forget, Nebraska beat out Miami for Ja'Cory Barney. It was down to Nebraska and Miami for that one, and they beat out Miami for a guy that was from Miami. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of a double whammy, if you will. Obviously, go out and they retain Daniel Kalen, Davon Hall as well, his Bellevue West teammate. But then it's guys like Willis McGahee, also down from Miami, Florida, and Mario Buford, somewhat of a legacy guy, a more recent legacy guy. And Vincent Shavers was a late addition, and even guys like Larry Tarver. But then on top of that, it's the Preston Tamuas and the Carter Nelsons and McMorris, Keona Wilhites. Those types of guys are ones that could potentially come in and play relatively quickly. And as Matt Rhule points out in this conversation, 88 freshmen and sophomore on this team, they have completely revamped this roster. And it's with a staff that is very open and public about, if you're good enough, we don't care what class you are. We saw it last year. They don't care if you're a scholarship guy, if you're a walk-on, if you're good enough to play, you're going to see the field.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
You hear it year after year with coaching staffs and within the fan base and from recruits. Again, year after year, it's, I didn't know about Nebraska until I got here. I didn't know what to expect. I expected cornfields, this and that. Then I got here and it was a city. There were buildings, there's cars driving around. I didn't know if there was running water, like all these crazy things that you hear from recruits.
I didn't know there was running water. I thought they were just driving horse and boogies. Like,
you hear these things from recruits.
Gotta go out to the well.
They get into town and they see what Lincoln is about. They see what Nebraska is about. And it's surprising to a lot of them. And maybe that's kind of a positive for the Nebraska Cornhuskers, where you don't have all of these massive expectations for a city. So you can't really be let down. You're only getting surprised. And then with the facilities that are coming along with it, with the, you know, hopeful success of Matt Rhule and this coaching staff, and then their ability to recruit, regardless of where their ability that, you know, when Matt Rhule was able to recruit at Temple, when he was able to recruit at Baylor, and now he's able to do it at Nebraska with better facilities and better history and the likes of that. It's something that, you know, he's not going to take for granted. And it's something that he can use in his pitch. It's like, look, man, just come to Nebraska. Just come to Nebraska. You'll be surprised.
I find it fascinating. And through this conversation, we'll continue to play some here. He talks about roster breakdown and trying to work towards a college football playoff. And Rico, just select one there. But I think there's multiple kind of comments that he makes that refers to this. And essentially, it's that Nebraska specifically is trying to make the college football playoff. But with having 12 teams and also with conference expansion and realignment, you're going to have opportunities to do so. And Nebraska, which brings what I think everybody hopes, parity from top to bottom. And it also plays into roster breakdown, roster construction, management, all that stuff. So here's Matt Rhule once again.
You know, I think the one thing that I always think about, and kind of what I said earlier about, you know, playing a 17-game season, is there's more access now to the college football playoff. It's not as much about getting to the college football playoff. I mean, it is for us right now. I'm saying for the teams that have been there, it's about building a team that can win it, that can get hot and win at the end of the year, that has enough depth, that has playmakers that are healthy at the end of the year. So roster makeup is going to be more important now, in my opinion, than ever before. And we're trying to take our experience from the NFL and try to take that to college and hope that it works.
Now, I have to be careful with what I'm about to say here, because we were talking about it kind of off air.
Yeah.
It's not in the aspect for Nebraska. It's not going to be that hard to make the college football playoff going forward. Again, not in terms of Nebraska specifically, but in terms of teams that are consistently finishing in the top 25. What you're going to have to do now, instead of, okay, you need to win your conference, you need to go undefeated to make it into the college football playoff. Now it's, okay, if you lose a game or two, it sucks, but you still have a chance to make it into the playoff so long as you're beating the right teams at the right time and staying ranked high enough. Because it's 14, 12 teams, right? Mm-hmm. I don't remember the number. The number of
is 12.
Teams, 12 teams that get into the playoff. Again, you don't have to win the SEC. You don't even have to be the SEC runner-up. You could be the fourth best team in the SEC, and guess what? You'll still probably make the playoff.
That's what's so fascinating about this whole thing. And on a day where Texas officially joins, Oklahoma officially joins, a lot of the other teams have to wait till August 1st to officially join their respective conference. But you look up and down, and Nebraska's schedule doesn't maybe help them out as much this year, which that's okay. But going forward, look at like their 2025 schedule, and it's, you're going to have matchups against Michigan and USC and Penn State all in one season. And that's going to be the norm from here on out is that teams across the board, from top to bottom in the conference, are going to have these opportunities to knock off what we view as perennial top four teams in the Big Ten Conference. And so with that, it allows a team like Nebraska not only to sneak up, but to surprise some folks. Mm-hmm. And Matt Rhule's talked about it. That's where they like to be. So I think we're going to have a lot more to break down from this. And just going forward, Big Ten Media Days, it's July 1st. It's officially the month of Big Ten Media Days. So there's plenty of thoughts that I think are going to be coming down the road here on this show, just so that we continue to kind of give you guys an outlook of how we feel, because it's going to be a changing landscape. We look now across the board, and it's weird seeing SMU in the Big 12, or excuse me, SMU in the ACC, and Cal and Stanford about to be in the ACC.
The ACC put out a tweet welcoming Cal to the ACC, and I cannot get over Cal and Stanford in the ACC,
yeah,
just because it's the Atlantic Coast Conference,
yeah,
and you have two teams from California.
From the Pacific Coast.
And it's just, I can't do it. Also, the Pac-12 Network, I think, went dark last night.
Pac-12 Network went dark at midnight because they seized operations.
So sad.
And then you also had the Longhorn Network go dark at midnight because SEC won't allow Longhorn Network to continue. So
good.
So you had that channel go dark as well. But no, yeah, Oklahoma, Texas, officially members of the SEC. We saw Texas Tech today just showcase the midfield logos today. And there was back in 2019, I believe, Patrick Mahomes wore a T-shirt that his Under Armour logo on his Texas Tech shirt
had to cover it up.
No, so Texas Tech at that time was sponsored by Under Armour.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes
was sponsored by Adidas.
Sponsored by Adidas.
Yeah.
And still is at this time. Covered up the Under Armour logo, put a piece of tape that said Adidas over the Under Armour logo.
Adidas.
And then now today, Texas Tech has announced a 10-year partnership with Adidas. So Adidas's logo is at midfield. And on the other side of the Texas Tech Red Raider logo is Patrick Mahomes' logo.
That's sick.
So now we're starting to see, once again, you heard it a couple of weeks ago, that teams are going to be able to negotiate logos on the field and smaller ones at the 25s and bigger ones at midfield. We saw it with Texas Tech now. They did the graphic of like a helicopter ripping a piece of tape, just like Patrick Mahomes had to do. And it was Adidas on one side, Patrick Mahomes logo on the other side.
Are we sure those logos were real, or was that one made up? I thought they...
I believe it was real. It was where it was like Patrick Mahomes' gladiator logo on the right side, yeah, Adidas on the left side. We'll see if those are actually on the turf. But it would be surprising.
The Jones Stadium turf will have a new look next season as the Texas Tech football program revealed a new design with the Adidas and Patrick Mahomes the second logos near midfield.
I mean, going all in on Patrick Mahomes being one of your alum.
That's pretty cool.
All in.
That's pretty cool. Like, I don't want the field named after me. I want my logo on the field. Although I would like the field name.
And unfortunately, because of no free shoutouts, we probably can't have this conversation on air. But let us know, 402-464-5685. Logos on the field. Who's sponsoring? Who's advertising? Free shoutouts.
Better question. What former Nebraska athlete would their logo, like, yeah, whose logo? But he doesn't have, like, that's the problem also, is he doesn't have a logo. And nobody else really does.
If every single former Husker had a logo,
whose would it be?
Whose would you want on there? All right, 464-5685. Let us know on the Starter Heyman text line. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to Austin and Strick, get their thoughts. Who knows? We might ask the former Maverick about the current Dallas Maverick signing. We'll do that. We'll also dive into the Utah Utes situation and their head coach in waiting announcement today. We'll dive into that when we come back on the Happy Hour.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store to stay in touch and listen all day long wherever you are. More of the Happy Hour is next on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.